Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting second. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Herbert. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ray Herbert. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting second. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting third. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Camilo Pascual. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Camilo Pascual. And now, play ball. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allen moves to second. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Allen moves to third. Rollins moves to second. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher strikes out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is walked intentionally. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hansen moves to third. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert strikes out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hershberger is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zoilo Verhulst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhulst hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Herbert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pascual for the out. Batty moves to second. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a line drive into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw strikes out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Robinson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Maxwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ward moves to second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ward. The throw from Batty and he is safe. Ward steals third. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rollins is called out on strikes. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hershberger who is chasing the ball. Hall reaches third base with a triple. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-1 in the game. Mincher hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 0-for-1 in the game. Herbert strikes out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hershberger takes first base on ball 4. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hershberger moves to second. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Minger scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McGraw for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. Allison hits a pop-up towards first. McGraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Batty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-1 in the game. Verhals takes first base on ball 4. Batty moves to second. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual is 0-for-1 in the game. Pascual hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Batty moves to third. Verhals moves to second. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Batty scores. Verhals scores. It's White Sox, 2, Twins, 2. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Allison. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Martin is hit by the pitch. Fox moves to third. Maxwell moves to second. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 0-for-2 in the game. Herbert hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Hall hits a pop-up towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Minger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minshew is 0-for-2 in the game. Minshew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Killebrew moves to second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-2 in the game. Allison hits a line drive into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hershberger hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-3 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pasquale fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Robinson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Allen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Batty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Verhals hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Camilo Pasquale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasquale is 0-for-2 in the game. Pasquale hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Batty moves to second. Frank Bauman now pitching. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. Batty scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 3, Twins, 3. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Allen moves to second. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Hall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Vic Power now playing first base. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ward strikes out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Fox hits a line drive towards short. Verhals reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Maxwell moves to second. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Brosnan now pitching. Cam Carrion now catching. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Brosnan covering, for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Twins. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-3 in the game. Allison hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Twins. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Batty takes first base on ball 4. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Verhals hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Batty moves to second. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pascual hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Allen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hershberger is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-4 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Rollins hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Hall strikes out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Ward is called out on strikes. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first, with Pasquale covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.